You've heard the term slumlord. These are building owners who provide substandard housing while jacking up the rent.
We have tenants living in what I think any reasonable person would call appalling conditions. And this is happening to some extent legally because we don't have a city which has a full-fledged tenants' bill of rights.
That's Seattle City Council member Shama Sawant. She's spearheading an effort that would make it illegal for landlords to raise rents in poorly maintained buildings. Sochi Makovich also supports this proposal. She's with the Washington Community Action Network, and she told me about some of the living conditions she's seen.
Having exposed wiring, especially if you're a single mom with kids, is definitely not something people want in their living spaces. Having walls that are falling apart or ceilings that are caving in. Black mold is unhealthy to be around. Cockroaches and other pest infestations.
If this proposed law is passed, who are the people most likely to be affected by it?
I think that it's a lot of people who live in both Rainier Beach and the U District, because both of those areas of Seattle have just so many apartments that have code violations. And the people who live in these apartments are people with low income. So in the U District, that's a lot of students who are, you know, struggling to get by. In Rainier Beach, that tends to be immigrants and people of color. And one other demographic that I've just noticed in my outreach, single moms are the ones who seem to be really impacted by this because it's so hard to rent in this city. And you don't really have any choices. And so a lot of these communities are forced to live in substandard housing.
When you think about the people that you've met in your work, can you think of a specific example of a renter being affected by these conditions?
I don't want to use her name because she's so scared of being retaliated against by her landlord, but she is a single mom. She is an immigrant from Mexico, and she is disabled. So she had to have really intense surgeries and things like that, so she has a hard time getting around. And she has a 9-year-old son. And there's mold all throughout the windows and getting on the walls that she has tried to clean off, but it needs like professional cleaning, as well as having ramps that are falling apart, which is difficult for someone who is disabled and can't walk up the stairs. And so she has a really hard time dealing with her situation, but the thing is, like, she can't find another apartment. It is very difficult for someone who is low income, who's living off of disability, to find an apartment in the city, because a lot of times landlords require you to pay your first month's, last month's security deposit, non-refundable fees. So you can't really save money to get out of a bad living situation. And when your landlord is constantly raising the rent every month without actually making your housing habitable, it just creates a very stressful and unsafe situation. Because the thing is, landlords have a moral obligation to provide healthy and safe housing. And when they are not fulfilling their end of the deal, then they should not be charging renters more money every month.
When this single mother you're just talking about, has she tried to approach her landlord about the situation?
Yes, she has. And every single time he threatens her in one way or another with a rent increase or telling her then she should just get out or things like that.
And has her rent gone up?
Her rent has gone up, yep.
Some building owners say fixing or renovating their buildings costs money. It's expensive, and they have to raise the rents in order to pay for those repairs. How would you respond to that argument?
Well, it's clear to me that they have not rented in a long time because rents are incredibly high in Seattle. Landlords in the city are making hand over fist, and there's absolutely no reason why a landlord cannot afford to fix the units that they own. And if they cannot maintain those properties without raising rents, then maybe they shouldn't be a landlord.
How about a situation where a landlord who isn't willing to fix a building could choose to just keep on collecting the rent and spend even less on maintenance? Would this measure address that possibility?
Well, there is a rental inspection ordinance within the city, but, you know, I personally think that needs to get strengthened. This is not the end-all be-all to all of the tenants' needs that exist in our city. We need to strengthen the rental inspection ordinance that exists. We need to require units to be inspected more often than they are. And we also need to ensure that tenants are educated around their rights and make sure that tenants know about their options as far as what to do and who to go to when they're living in those situations.
Critics of this idea have suggested that this is just a first step towards rent control of some kind in Seattle. What do you say to that?
So I do not think that this ordinance is rent control, because the landlord-tenant relationship is a two-way street. The tenant is supposed to pay rent, but the landlord is supposed to provide healthy and safe housing. If they are not meeting their obligation to provide that healthy and safe housing, then they do not have the right to price gouge tenants. And honestly, if you are a good landlord, you shouldn't be scared about this law.
Sochi Makovich is an organizer with the Washington Community Action Network. For another perspective on this, I spoke with Roger Valdez, executive director of Smart Growth Seattle. That's an organization that advocates for developers. Valdez told me this proposal is unnecessary.
There's an existing program that actually will allow tenants to complain and get relief from the city. There's a rental inspection ordinance that provides for tenants to be able to complain to the city when there's substandard conditions and to get relief for that. Our problem is that hasn't been fully utilized and is under-resourced as it is, and adding this would just make that even worse.
Roger, you've said that the only way landlords can make improvements to their buildings is to raise rents. So we asked Sochi Makovich with the Washington Community Action Network about this, and she says that's not true.
Landlords in the city are making hand over fist, and there's absolutely no reason why a landlord cannot afford to fix the units that they own. And if they cannot maintain those properties without raising rents, then maybe they shouldn't be a landlord.
Your response?
Well, she ought to come out and look at some of the smaller operations in town that are really small businesses. And it's important to keep in mind that the costs of operating a rental property overall have been increasing faster than rents. So while rents have been going up, so have expenses to operate those buildings. And I think the portrayal of, well, you ought to have a bunch of money left over to fix buildings up, is, it demonstrates a bit of ignorance about the business.
Where are those expenses coming from, those increased expenses for landlords?
The biggest ones are property taxes, other sorts of levies and fees that have to be paid, but property taxes are among the biggest. Utilities that are also part of what have to go into operating a building. Replacement costs of things like boilers and washing machines or other sorts of things that can fail. So in the end, there's no pixie dust or leprechauns in rental management of rental properties. The money comes from the rent. And so that's the only place you can make up the distance. And so often when buildings start to run down, rents don't go up. There's a relationship there. And so a lot of the more affordable buildings tend to be more rough around the edges, and that's because they're subsidized with deferred maintenance. And, we want to try to solve that problem, not make it worse. And this would make it worse.
I understand you yourself are a renter here in Seattle.
Right.
If your building didn't meet basic standards, would you be okay with the rents being raised?
I would expect that there'd be some relationship between maintenance of the building and improvements to the building. I understand the concerns that renters have about when they say, oh, can you come fix this? That somehow or another that's going to translate down the road into an increased cost. In fact, that is a problem with energy efficiency. People have run down refrigerators that eat up a lot of your utility bill, but they're afraid if I ask for a new model, I'm going to end up making that payment. And so we need to address that positively, and we think that this is just going to incentivize not making the improvements and staying away from rent increases that would help do that.
So if preventing landlords from raising rents is not the solution, how can tenants be protected against living in substandard buildings?
Well, first of all, we already have the rental inspection ordinance, so that helps. We need to improve and enhance that program, properly resource it, get all the rental properties registered for that, which they aren't. And then we should look at a low-interest loan program, which is in the mayor's housing affordability and livability agenda, the HALA recommendations, that would allow landlords to make improvements without having to pass on the rent, pass that on in the form of rent increases. So it would help landlords improve their asset, would also protect renters from the additional rent increases, and make the building better.
Roger Valdez is executive director of Smart Growth Seattle, an organization that advocates for developers. Again, the Seattle City Council is considering a new law that would make it illegal for landlords to raise rents in buildings that are poorly maintained. The full council is expected to vote on this proposal on June 6th.